following program deals with a controversial subject. The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation. Viewers are invited to make a judgment based on all available information.
Everyone watching now, please share this link via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels. This is important. Simply ask your friends and family to give us 15 minutes. That's all we ask.
That is the foundation of human control. This cult is constantly dictating when it goes up and when it goes down. But no one ever talks about it. Why? This is fundamental, and I never hear any political party talk about this. I don't hear the wokers talk about it. I don't hear any of them talk about it. This cult has achieved economic dominance on an ever more extreme scale, thus dominance of the choices and freedom of the population, by creating a situation in which they can lend money that doesn't exist, called credit, to the population, and then charge interest on it. And taking as collateral wealth that does exist, land, resources, homes, businesses. And if the population doesn't pay back the credit money that is a figment of the imagination, created out of nothing basically, then the people issuing the credit, i.e. the banking system owned by the cult, gets your wealth that does exist. And through the generations, this exchange of non-existent theoretical money called credit for real wealth and resources has sucked the wealth of the world into the hands of the few. And through that dominance of financial control, they dictate the choices, or lack of them, of the population. And they dictate the choices of black people, white people, Asian people, all different kinds of people and sexualities. Why are governments borrowing money from private banking systems and the population paying interest upon that borrowing? Why aren't the governments issuing their own currency interest-free and lending it to the population interest-free to go about their commerce and go about their lives, creating opportunities and choices that they wouldn't otherwise have? Why are we allowing a privately owned, in the end, by a tiny few people, banking system to issue non-existent credit money and then be able to take the wealth of the people if they don't pay it back? And there's another thing on this. The same people that lend the money, the credit, dictate if the economy goes up or the economy goes down. Thus, they can lend lots of money and there's a boom. And then they can crash the economy and people can't pay back the loans that they took out. So what happens then? Those that have lent the non-existent credit and crashed the economy can then suck up all the wealth that was put as collateral for the non-existent money. Now, what we're going to see in relation to what I've just said is a frenzy of repossession of properties. A frenzy as the cult, which owns the banking system, sucks up more of the wealth and resources of the world because of a pandemic hoax that crashed the world economy, which the ones that control the banking system were behind. Because the same people, the same cult that's behind the banking system, if people want to focus on how we get our freedom back, then private banks lending money at interest, non-existent money called credit, has to end, or at least it has to be an add-on. We need a system, not a communistic system, but a system where governments are able to issue the currency interest-free. Because you say to people, how is money created? And they say, well, the government does it. Well, almost entirely it doesn't. Money comes into circulation by private banks lending credit. And when they lend lots of credit, then there's the opportunity for lots of economic activity. And when they squeeze the credit, what did they say in 2008? A credit crunch. When they squeeze the credit, they're taking out of circulation units of exchange, and economic activity cannot take place. And so we go into a recession. And this cult, via the banking system and via this system, is constantly dictating when it goes up and when it goes down. Because what their masters are making it go up and down, so they know when it's going up and down. And that an idiot could make vast amounts of money if you know when the economy and the stock market's going up and when it's going down. And this is how it works. Changing the banking system, taking control of our economic lives, our livelihoods, our choice, out of the hands of private banks, that would change everything on the level that we are talking about. But no one ever talks about it politically. Why? Because Britain is a one-party state. We have a one-party state Labour Party, a one-party state Conservative Party. In America, you have a one-party state Republican Party, a one-party state Democratic Party. And these one-party groupings, all these major political parties, are ultimately controlled by the same network that controls the banking system. And because of that, the politicians controlled by those people are not going to challenge the banking system controlled by those same people. What this whole Marxism tyranny wants to sell is that everyone should be equal. But what does that mean? Everyone should be equal. I would like to play in goal for Manchester United. I'm 68 and I have an arthritic hand. Ain't gonna happen. So what I'm gonna do is something that I can do. And I'm not going to complain that I'm limited, and I'm not going to say that I'm disabled and that it's the system that means I can't play for Manchester United. I look at the situation I'm in and I achieve or seek to achieve on the basis of who I am. I'm a unique individual, so I will achieve in a unique way. This idea that everyone must be the same, it's a race to the bottom. What we need is equality of opportunity so that someone's race or background is not a block on their ability to achieve what they want to achieve, as long as they have the ability to do it. We all have different abilities and different gifts. But what we don't want, surely, is equality of outcome, because that's a race to the bottom. Give people opportunity, and then what they do with that opportunity is entirely up to them. They might say, no, I don't want to take that opportunity. I want to go walking in India. All right, fine. Well, you know, enjoy. But just because you go walking in India and this person achieves something with their opportunity doesn't mean that they're privileged. It means they just took the opportunity and direction of life that was different to yours. To create this equality of opportunity, it's to create a massively, fundamentally more fair economic system where wealth is shared out. Doesn't mean everyone gets the same, because you know, you take motivation and incentive out of life, it's a race to the bottom. Because, you know, well, no matter what I do, it's still the same, you know. So incentives are a very important thing. But what has happened in the system that we have is that it's been completely hijacked financially by a tiny few people. And I said earlier that freedom is actually choice. The more choices you can make, the freer you are. The fewer choices, the less free you are. And what dictates the choices in the system and the world that we have today? It's money, overwhelmingly. Not always, far from always, but it is central, money. So if you're the cult and you want to take people's freedom away, then you take their access to money away because you're taking their access to choice away. It's the private banking system issuing non-existent theoretical money called credit. That's the whole basis of it. And if I demanded that someone take from me money that doesn't exist, or I tried to give people money that didn't exist, telling them it was real, I'd get freaking arrested. But banks can make loans of credit, which has never, does not, and will never exist except in theory. And they don't get arrested. They become the 1%. And that's how they've done it. The number of people that are driving this is tiny. I mean, it's ridiculous. At its core, you'd get it in a room. You know, people say, you know, what are we going to do? Well, you can look for a solution. And, you know, where do solutions usually lead? They lead to more problems that need more solutions. You see it all the time. Now, what's the best way to remove a problem? To remove the frickin' cause of it. You take away the cause of a problem. Don't find a solution to it. Take away the cause, and the problem must cease to exist because its cause has been deleted. And I've talked about the cause length today. It's human acquiescence to authority. Authority that tells you what to believe and what to do and wants to give you consequences for not believing it and doing it. You acquiesce to that and you're giving your freedom away. Acquiesce to that collectively, humanity gives its freedom away to a tiny few people.